It's the Mad Men DVD review.
I always stuffed that up there, Ben. It's all right, that.
No.
But it turned out fine. So yeah, we're all good.
I always struggle with the entering banter.
Do you?
Yeah. It's the hardest part because I don't know what to talk about.
You just talk about Jonathan Bree, I reckon, every time. Just be like, oh, I just love Jonathan Bree.
I hope that isn't comforting.
Anyway, you're not here to review Jonathan Bree. You're here to review a film.
Yeah, a movie which just is coming out, just on the cusp. I think it has just come out, but it was at the film festival this year. Mm-hmm. It's called American Animals. It's a crime heist kind of film based on a real incident which happened at Transylvania University in Kentucky.
I also get that Transylvania is a real place. I always think that it's...
Yeah, it confuses you. Just for a moment.
Just for a moment. Like, it's not a vampire film.
And then you forget
film.
About it, and it's not a vampire film. Name only. It's directed by this guy, Bart Layton, who also did this fantastic doco a couple years ago called The Imposter.
Oh, I saw that.
Which I may have, talked about on air before, but it's really good. You should all watch it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen The Imposter, it is one of the strangest documentaries I think I've ever seen. It's very odd.
Yeah, another true story.
And just the way it unravels is very strange. Sorry, Ben, I cut you off about going on a riff about Transylvania. So what happened at Transylvania?
Not Transylvania, Kentucky.
Same guy.
It's two disillusioned students at this university, rich, affluent, privileged, but without much ambition or... they're just looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure what. And one of them kind of is given a tour of the rare books collection of his university. Mm. And he discovers there are books here worth millions and millions of dollars. And they're basically guarded by a single lone old lady.
Wow.
Who's in charge of the rare books collection.
What sort of books are they? I mean, clearly rare books, but like what kind of a book is worth $1 million?
One of them is On the Origin of Species by Charles Darwin.
Oh, right. The
most famous one is a book of paintings of American birds by someone.
I was actually listening to a podcast recently about a heist of bird feathers that went down. That was on...
bird feathers?
Yeah, sorry. I don't want to derail you there.
No, sounds interesting.
It's really fascinating.
Are they extinct birds?
Yes, yeah, and it's related to Charles Darwin. So there you go. Some of the original feathers.
Did he eat some of them?
The robber? No,
I just mean...
He was stealing them to make fishing flies.
The relation to Charles Darwin.
Oh, right. There we go. Stole some... that's a pretty clever heist, stealing rare books.
Yeah, well, they feel like, it'll be clean, easy, simple. We can pull it off. No one's going to get hurt. But it's a true story is the most important thing. So the fact that there's a movie about it, it's not much of a spoiler to say they don't get away with it.
Oh, what? Oh.
And that kind of leads us into the most interesting part of the film, is that the real perpetrators of the heist, it happened back in 2003, 2004, I think, they appear in the film, kind of alongside the events as they had been depicted in the film. They'll be there recounting what happened, what actually happened.
Mm.
They'll sometimes argue with... how it's been depicted in the film or how others remember it. They'll say, oh, no, I think it was here or I think it happened like this.
Right, so it's kind of a blending of the documentary and the...
Yeah, it's a narrative film, but it's got these kind of elements peppered in there, I guess, sprinkled in for a little bit of spice, which I guess it helps you keep one foot in and one foot out of watching it, which is important.
There's not like a glorification of their criminality, is there? Because you could get some pretty easy slippage between, them being interviewed and then it being a heist film.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
But I think the intention was that we would be able to watch it and be aware that this is a fictionalized version of a real story, and the two are very different things. And what we see on screen doesn't always represent what happened in reality, no matter how authentic they try to make it. But my point of view, it made me a little queasy.
Mm-hmm.
Just hearing them given a platform to justify their own point of view.
Right.
What happened? Because obviously it was a terrible crime, and it was by these very privileged, you know,
right,
white, rich university students, educated, who just, you know, as these kind of rich white university American, particularly, students do, there is usually something bad happens. they lash out,
right,
in a sense. And it was a bit queasy to hear them trying to justify themselves.
So how does the film like grapple with that? How does the film reconcile those two positions between the sort of amplifying the voices, I guess, of these guys who just wanted, you know, whatever.
I mean, they weren't doing it out of necessity.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the thing.
Yeah.
They were essentially doing it out of boredom.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie is perhaps not critical enough, but it's not critical. I guess it just leaves it up to us as viewers to come to an assessment.
Mm. I guess like him being the director of the imposter, you know, this is probably, he probably plays with that ambiguity, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say so. That's the whole point of having these reconstructions and having them people contest them is to suggest all the ambiguity, like what do we and what don't we know, which is important to the form of a true story film.
Right. People can't see your air quotes there.
Oh, yeah. I thought I conveyed it quite well.
Yeah, true in square quotes. Yeah. So
I mean, there's always a little bit of...
Yeah, playing with that truth, whether yeah, what is true, what
and
is.
And the movie, I think, overall does a good job with it, and I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
You know, it's just hearing them speak in particular, and this is more personal. I don't like hearing them try to explain all the things that happened in the movie. Overall, the movie is excellently made and shot and very fun and very tense and thrilling. Certainly on the edge of my seat.
Oh, well, that's a good place to wrap it. We actually have a double pass because it's currently playing at the cinemas.
Yeah, it's just come out. I saw it at the cinemas and it was worth going along,
seeing
especially
it at the
movies. Especially
if it's free. What should we ask the listeners to text in for a win? What do you think? Is there something particular to the film? We could have asked what the other film that the director did, but I guess we've already done that. What do you reckon?
I don't know. What's your perfect heist?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll go for that. Except for, you know, but something that's not monetary. So, you know, don't just say I robbed a bank. So the perfect unusual heist.
Okay. Yeah.
How's that? So if you can send us a text into 5395, please, please, please include your B card number, because otherwise you won't be able to win. But we have a double pass to give away for the person who gives us the most interesting and unique perfect heist.
Yeah, American Animals.
American Animals is the film. And I have a double pass for you to go in starting from next week. So send us your text. Thanks, Ben, for coming in.
Cool, no problem.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Of course, it was.